So welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and today we're going to take a look at The Curse of La Llorona.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's directed by Michael Chavez. The writers are Mickey Daughtry and Tobias Iaconis, and it stars Linda Cardellini. Was she Velma or something?
Yeah, and she was Hawkeye's wife.
Okay. Raymond Cruz and Patricia Velasquez. Like, yeah, I was like, why does Linda Cardellini's name seem familiar? And she was in Scooby-Doo. All right. And the synopsis is, ignoring the eerie warning of a troubled mother's suspected child endangerment, the social worker and her own small children are soon drawn into a frightening supernatural realm.
What?
What?
That was a synopsis?
Yeah. I guess this is based off of like some myth or something.
Yeah, that was not a good synopsis. Yeah,
that's what it has. But anyway, James, so as the master of horror suspense and thriller, the connoisseur of horror.
Oh, Lord.
What did you think of The Curse of La Llorona?
It could have went straight to DVD. It wasn't a bad movie, but it wasn't a good movie. One of those movies that you would watch on Netflix. You're like, oh, what's this? Oh, okay. Let me just watch it. And then you kind of leave like, okay, well, you know, I didn't pay for it, so I guess it's okay. It could have been a lot better, but it really wasn't. It had a lot of plot holes. It was just there. I mean, I don't even know what to say. Some parts were well done. They had like the creepy vibe, the tone was there and everything, but it just wasn't there. I wanted to see a horror movie, and this was the only thing that was out that I could see because Pet Sematary, unfortunately, was
You didn't miss anything with that movie.
Okay. So
you didn't miss anything.
I was going to go see that or this or both, but I saw this and I left out the movie theater like, okay, I won't see it again, but all right, that's it.
So what is the plot of the movie? Since you said that the description was wrong, what is the first third of the movie?
Okay, so the movie started off with a mother, a single mother, trying to get her kids ready for school, missed the bus, and I guess she was late for work or something like that. Okay, and she's a social worker. So she gets a call saying one of her cases, her children have been heard from, like what's going on with her and all this stuff. So she goes to her house and comes to find out that the mother is there. She looks spooked. Cop is with her now because Child Protective Services is involved. And then she lets her way in. She gets in and she sees that her sons are locked up in a closet and told her, don't open the door. Don't open the door. Just don't open the door. And she opened the door. The mother attacked the social worker. And then that's where all this stuff comes from. So then the kids are taken away, I guess, at a facility. I guess a hospital. Let's just say that. And then one of the boys walks out and he's possessed by La Llorona, whatever the thing's name is. And the whole thing behind her, she is a spirit of a woman that killed her children. And I think it was accidental, but she felt so bad that she killed herself. And now she wants her children back. So she goes taking children. And then she takes them, she drowns them.
So then, is this just one of those movies where
it's like superstitious. Well, Mexican superstition.
All right. So is this one of those movies where somehow a child is talking to the spirit and then all of a sudden they walk off, walk into a bathtub or something and like does something stupid like that?
No, you don't. She doesn't speak at all.
Okay.
But she just appears. Now, the thing is, the plot hole with this movie is you see the family in the very beginning, right? Let me go back. See, I went to the beginning of the actual movie. The actual beginning of the movie, and I'm going to explain that. The actual beginning of the movie started in like the 1600s, and then that's where the story of La Llorona. I know I'm mispronouncing it wrong. I'm calling it LL. Okay. So this is the story of LL.
Who's bad as hell.
you see the beginning of that. So you see that family out playing in the woods or whatever in the field. When the youngest child closes their eyes, parents gone, everybody's gone. He goes looking for his family and he sees LL killing his sibling. And then he runs away. She catches him, and then screen, and then back to what I said, where I started the movie off, like with the social worker. So the biggest plot hole in this movie is I understood why LL was coming after the social worker's family. They explained that in the movie, but no one could explain why LL was coming after the woman in the beginning, the mother. How did it just get there?
Okay.
Like, is this thing just roaming around in the neighborhood, chilling, just crying? Because once you hear the crying and you know she's crying, that's when she comes after you. There's no explanation. And the reason why, I'm going to go ahead and say it, the reason why LL came after the social worker and her kids was because the mother, that she, her case went crazy because LaRona basically killed her children. That's when I say they were in the hospital. LaRona came out and killed the kids. But the mother prayed to LL and prayed to her saying, please take her children and bring mine back. And that's why she was chasing the social worker's family. They explain that, but it doesn't explain why LL was after the mother and her two sons in the beginning. You know, it just didn't work out. And so the whole movie is basically that beginning part and the middle to the end, LL trying to capture those kids. And there was parts when she could have took the kids and just dipped, but she was just fucking around, it seemed like, to me.
Well, they're probably just trying to pad the running time for the movie.
Yeah, I mean, it was just like, okay, you could grab them and roll. Of course, the family got help from a priest. As you could tell, it's very cliche. So it's just Mexican folklore that may be the attraction because it's something different. But, I mean, it's not a bad movie.
I mean, I don't know what that means with you when you say it's not.
I mean,
a bad
it's
movie.
Not. It's one of those meh.
You movies. Will make excuses for horror movies, James.
No, it's a meh movie. Meh. It's like you see it and just meh. But anyway, the priest comes help them and basically prevents the kids from being taken. And somehow, some way, they kill LL. That's okay. It.
All right. So, James, what score would you give The Curse of La Llorona?
4.
Okay. Is it just because it's cliche that, I mean, pretty much?
I mean, it's cliche. I mean, it had its good points. Like, some of the vibe, the tone was there. So at certain parts, you felt it. It was very cliche, and it just wasn't anything different. A vengeful spirit that wants to take someone's kids.
Okay, and it sounds like every horror movie.
Or a horror movie you've heard of.
Yeah.
To me, it's the Mexican version of Bloody Mary somewhat.
Okay.
What I watched again, no. But nothing else was on. I'll just watch this because I just want to waste time.
Okay. Well, that is The Curse of La Llorona. Says James, like he was cursed when he went to the movie theater. So, but all right.